I'm Mike and Scott, and this is a podcast extra from The Pulse at WHYY. The film starts with waves crashing against a steep rock formation. Seabirds perch on the rocks. It's foggy. A gray beach comes into view, a small rusted-out shipwreck, and a figure emerges. A man walking the beach, observing the ocean, looking out, seemingly waiting for something to happen. This is a documentary called Haul Out.
It's a word that's used to describe this coming out from the water of animals.
The animals in question are walruses. The man in the film is waiting for thousands and thousands of them to cram their massive bodies onto this beach in the Siberian Arctic. It's an overwhelming experience, both visually and sonically. This spectacle is a result of climate change, and the film Haul Out, which captures the experience, is nominated for an Academy Award Best Documentary Short Film. I spoke with filmmaker Evgenia Arbugaeva, who made Haul Out, together with her brother, Maxim Arbugaev. How did you first end up on this beach in the Siberian Arctic? What brought you there?
My brother Maxim and I, we are actually from the region, from Siberian Arctic, not too far from the place where we filmed. And we've been working in the Arctic all our careers for more than a decade. And we were in this region called Chukotka, following indigenous Chukchi people who are living off the land and the sea. And one day they brought us on the boat to this very strange beach. It was of really dark color and the sand was almost black, and it was really, really bad smell, and it was full of bones and skulls. And there was this little hut in the middle of it. And the hunters told us that every autumn there are thousands of walruses that hole out on this beach. And there is this lone scientist that comes and lives among them in this little hut. So, of course, we were really intrigued. And next year we came back and we met the scientist, Maxim, and we saw Haul Out, when almost about 100,000 walruses hauled out and surrounded the hut. And we were just so overwhelmed by this experience. And we thought that this is such an urgent story to tell. And next year we came back again and did the film.
I asked Evgenia to tell me more about the scientist, Maxim Chakilev, why he's there, what he wants to document.
Maxim is a marine biologist. He's been coming there for 10 years, and he's really dedicated to these animals. And, you know, it's a unique site for him to study because it's about 80% of the whole population of Pacific walruses gather there in autumn. So he monitors the time when they arrive. He records how long they're staying, what's the gender of the animals, the age, etc. So all this data that is then analyzed, and so we know how the population of Pacific walruses is changing.
The lives and habits of the walruses have already been fundamentally altered by climate change.
In an ideal world, walruses would not come out on land at all, or they would come out in very small numbers. They're migratory animals, and they would rest on floating ice during their migration and feeding. But because there is no ice in summer anymore, they're just forced to come out, hole out on land to rest. And the reason why they come out on this particular beach, it's because their feeding ground, which is mollusks, kind of fields of mollusks on the bottom of the ocean, is about 200 kilometers from this beach. So what they do, they go feed, then they come back and they rest on the beach, and then they go back again and feed, and they do it about three times.
Evgenia says one of the first things she noticed when she arrived on this beach was that it smelled bad. But when the walruses piled up, the smell got to be unbearable. And the smell that you described, what is that from? And maybe describe it a bit more for us. What does it actually smell like?
Oh God, it's so hard to explain. It's a very, very strong smell. In fact, when we were surrounded by walruses in this hut, it was so strong that our eyes were tearing. Actually, it's the smell of ammonia. You know, it's all this excrements of the animals that are then, you know, they lay on top of each other. And but also it's a smell of rotten bodies of animals that had been, you know, trampled and suffocated in stampedes.
And this is like 100,000 walruses, which is really hard to imagine because these are big, big animals. And the sounds they make are just almost prehistoric. It's overwhelming. How did you cope with just the noise?
Yeah, sometimes I felt that I was in the film Lord of the Rings, and there was like army of orcs. it was scary. And it was scary because they're not aggressive animals, because especially when they're on the beach, they're in their unnatural environment, so they're really vulnerable, and actually they're so easily scared. So any foreign smell or sound can scare them and kind of send this wave of panic in the whole hole out. So we had to be really careful actually not to scare them, not to use the stove, not to produce any smell, not to use generator, which was quite challenging because we couldn't use batteries, charge our batteries. But the sound was scary because you could hear that animals are struggling. You could hear that, you know, there are some voices, like very high-pitched voices of cubs that are looking for their mothers and being separated or being squashed by these bigger animals. And because the hut is so small and we were sleeping right by the wall, you could hear it so loudly, and sometimes they would, you know, bang the walls with their tusks. And we got very little sleep, I have to say, when we were surrounded. Yeah.
Did you think the walruses were going to knock the hut down? I mean, I saw it in the film and it doesn't look super sturdy or anything.
Yes, it felt like they could. And actually, I'm surprised that this hut is still standing for, you know, the scientists have been there for 10 years and it was built. Nobody knows when it was built, probably in the 1930s. So yeah, it's kind of remarkable that it's still standing. And when we just arrived, we tried to reinforce it a bit with, there was some old barrels, so we filled it with sand and kind of put them around the walls to reinforce it a little bit.
Describe a bit for us what his hut is like. I mean, it looks in the film, it looks very basic, rustic. I guess we could say rustic.
The hut is very basic, to say the least. It's very small, and we all three of us lived in this hut for 3.5 months. And my brother and I, we had a bunk bed just behind the stove. We didn't want to interfere with his life too much, also because we were filming. So we had this no-go zone. We had to kind of shrink our life into this little corner. And then Max had his part where he had the table and where he was reading.
The hut is heated with a basic stove, but again, during haulouts, they couldn't use it because the smoke would have freaked out the walruses. So they had to sit in the cold, in temperatures that were near -3 degrees Celsius, or roughly 26 degrees Fahrenheit.
And also one thing that happened in that year, we were filming in 2020, and it was the hottest year on record in the Arctic, and we were anticipating, of course, that we'll be surrounded by walruses, but we didn't know for how long. And that was the record, the longest time walruses were on the beach. And so we planned only for, you know, maximum a week being surrounded. And we had just enough water for that time. And when we realized it will be 2 weeks and it went to almost 3 weeks, we started to be really worried about the amount of water that we had. And we had to be very careful not to wash our hands and just keep it for drinking. But what happened was, and it was really interesting, and I didn't expect that when we were surrounded by animals for a very long time, for like on a second week, we've noticed that their temperature inside the hut started to raise because of the bodies that were surrounded the hut.
A lot of the scenes in the film show the scientist, Maxim, eating a simple meal right out of a can, reading, writing notes in a journal. It seems like Maxim enjoys the solitude of the place.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, and I'm glad that it came through in the film. He really does enjoy his time there, and I think it's because his connection to animals, but also just this time alone that he gets, even though it's very hard and it's challenging, I think he really looks forward to this experience every year. He's quite an introverted person. And, you know, before walruses arrive, his work consists of walking along the coast, just looking, searching for first walruses that arrive in the distance. Then he comes back, he reads books, he looks for artifacts on the beach. So it's quite a meditative existence before, of course, the whole, you know, haul out happens.
But there's nobody else on this beach, or are there people nearby?
There is a village called Enurmina, which is about 15 kilometers from the haul out. But there is no road, and there is a mountain that separates village and the beach. So people don't really go there. But the Chukchi community, they told me back in the day, you know, before Russian colonization, they used to have the spiritual leaders, shamans, who would, when the walruses will come out back in the day in very small numbers, like 1,000 or 2, also not every year, but when they did come out, the spiritual leaders would come and live among them to make sure that people don't disturb them, but also just kind of connecting with them. And so somehow, now this mission is carried out by Maxim, and people in the village, they call him Haul Out Keeper.
What does Maxim want to do other than document and learn? What is his goal?
Well, you know, it's like any marine biologist, like any biologist working in the field, the goal is to continue to collect the data so that we know, we have an information of how these animals are impacted by climate change, by the absence of ice, so that, you know, we have information about, you know, because there's so many things that can threaten population of these animals, like, for example, oil research or hunting, etc. So it's crucial to know how these animals are living, what's the population like, and what they're going through, and how we can protect them. So all this information is gathered by him and some other scientists that are working on the coast of Chukchi Sea, some working in Alaska and in the American side. So it's very important that there is the scientist on the ground, and then they communicate, and we have this bigger picture of what these animals are going through.
What is he most concerned about as climate change continues when it comes to these walruses?
Well, the biggest concern, of course, is how these animals adapt to the new reality that, you know, that this has been happening for a long time now, since Maxim started his research 10 years ago. And of course, the concern is how these animals will adapt. And unfortunately, as we know, this process is irreversible. So there will be possibly a shrinking of population of the animals. So yeah, I mean, I think all biologists that are now working are concerned about the same thing, really, of disappearance of species and what can be done to protect them.
Haul Out is nominated for an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Evgenia is in Los Angeles right now, which seems like a really long way away from a remote, stark beach in the Siberian Arctic. Does the whole experience seem like a dream? Can you even imagine that you were there?
It does feel like a dream, and we are just so surprised. We're really, honestly, so surprised that we got a nomination for the Academy Award. And Maxim, the scientist, is actually coming for the Oscars. He's going to be walking the red carpet very soon, straight from his town. So that will be a really wild experience for him. But we're really happy that we can, you know, share these moments together, and that film is getting this attention and recognition, because, you know, then the message of the film will spread.
What is the thing that you would love people to take away from the film after seeing it?
We made this film because we wanted to show people what really is happening in the Arctic, and we wanted to make it in the way that is not, you know, heavily message driven or narrated. We wanted for people to see for themselves that this is the reality that animals in the Arctic are facing, and that we just need to do something about it. We need to be realistic, you know. I mean, there are so many ways to talk about climate change, and oftentimes it's stories of hope, which I also support. There has to be hope, but there also has to be some realistic understanding of what is really going on, and I hope our film will contribute to that understanding.
That's Evgenia Arbugaeva. She co-directed the short documentary Haul Out with her brother, Maxim Arbugaev. This interview was produced by Nicole Curry and mixed by Charlie Kyer. Be sure to follow The Pulse to get our podcast every week. I'm Maiken Scott. Thank you for listening.